Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Herald Square Cafe. The topic of our show today is a sweet treat and relaxation. We're here today to enjoy their menu. I was able to find for myself today an iced lemon pound cake, which is the old-fashioned version of some of the creations my mom used to make. And also, I was able to find a black tea lemonade. Both selections were awesome. And the Herald Square Cafe is located at 151 West 34th Street, New York, New York. The phone number is 212-239-0342. And I'm here, and I'm sitting near the back of the cafe, and I'm looking out the window, and I have an excellent view. If you ever have a chance to visit parents and teens on a vacation, or if you're in New York for the day, and you're in the Herald Square area at the Macy's location on the second floor, there's a cafe known as the Herald Square Cafe. And it's also like a branch of the Starbucks. So they have Starbucks products, but they have international products. And they boast this particular slogan that's on the receipt. It says, "Enjoy our exotic, rare, and exquisite coffees brewed fresh by the cup on Clover." So what they have done is added an international menu to their coffee list. And we'll go through it in just a minute. I'm still here enjoying the view because from the view in the back, there's like a huge, I guess these are 10-foot windows, and with archways, and they have decorum all over the walls depicting some of their coffee, champagnes, and chocolates. They also have this is a chocolate shop, as we guaranteed our show will continue to express, you know, a need not only to get out for the summer or summer activities for parents and teens or teens alone. You know, as we're going older, we're going to different locations with other families. We're also going with on dates. We're also going shopping. And we encourage you to stay out of the sun and also to do some shopping and to enjoy relaxation and also get yourself, you know, a nice treat to stay hydrated, to stay, you know, with intake and to, you know, make sure you have your nutritional value going. And if you decide to have dinner or lunch or entree at any particular restaurant, there are also some sweet shops, you know, around the area. So we wanted to talk to you about them. We went to Jack Torres. We were in the Rockefeller Center, and we also took in a couple of sweet shops there. And we did the coffee shop programming where, you know, we went to Ralph in the Ralph Lauren division of his particular location here in Manhattan. We also went to some other landmark locations looking, you know, for trying to do coffee, and that was like a coffee shop era when we went to the Heartland Brewery. And then, you know, we told you that I love the McDonald's Times Square. And so today we were able to come to Herald Square Cafe, and they also serve champagne. I'm going to put some pictures on our Facebook page and also at A Theory of Cooking so you'll understand, like, what their menu is about. Okay, so they also have chocolates, and they have some, like, video game chocolates that we were interested in some time ago. They had the different ones when we played chocolate games, and we have to make the chocolate. We have to go to the rainforest to find the beans, to find the different limes, to find the different berries, to, you know, do business transactions, to, you know, fuel our boats and stuff like that. We also have this type of particular world-renowned pure chocolate madness is what they call it, and they have raspberries. And they have classic sea salt caramel, dark classic hazelnut, chili lime. And some of the ones that I thought were more unique for me was the green apple here. And they have the rum raisin, of course, vanilla. They have espresso and classic milk chocolate. So those are available as well. They have a host of pastries. They have cookies. They have banana nut bread, iced lemon cake, pound cake, pumpkin cake. They have croissants, and they also have vanilla petite bean spoons or spoons, however you pronounce it. There looks to be a tiny dish here, but I think they said pita chips and a spinach dip, but it looks sort of like a they're, you know, here with, you know, sausages, sandwiches. And I wanted to tell you some of Brazilian coffee. They also have New Guinea coffee. They have a Peruvian coffee. And there's a whole list of coffees from all over the country and the world, actually. And these are world-renowned here at the Macy's Herald Square. And then they have a listing for wines, sparkling, brewed and rose. And those are for, you know, older adults and not really promoted for our teens here. We rated the show PG-13. So just in case you're, you know, listening to your parents talk, you know, and you can read, then you know that, you know, there's more on the menu than just espressos and teas and at this particular location. My name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing coffee shops and a way to do a inexpensive date with, you know, as you're preparing for marriage, you know, taking out different women to different locations, young ladies, to different locations to find out what's appropriate for you, what type of setting you like, learning venues, learning how to dine out, and learning how to, you know, express yourself beyond McDonald's, which is my favorite spot. And I told you that was one of our feature locations here in Times Square and New York, so we enjoyed that. And I just wanted to let you know about this particular site. You know, again, it's the Herald Square Cafe in the Macy's at Herald Square, where there's an awesome view of the Empire State Building from the cafe. Now, the setting is modern, and they have some marbling. They have silver chairs and round cafe tables. There are some nice reform going on with the wall-mounted bench chairs, sofa chairs. They have these, this nicer form. It seems to be, let's see how we would express it. It's just a pattern, it's a repeat, and it's like, I don't know, I guess it would be French if I didn't know what else to say, but it's in silver tones and the silver tones. And it's almost like a metallic tone that, you know, expresses something that coincides with this marbling, and it's black, gray, and like cream. And, you know, it's fancy, it's ritzy, it's young, it's mature for parents, but it's also delicate and modern enough and classy enough for teens. It, you know, has this, what they call a round, and there's a chandelier, there's a hanging light with a the shape, circular shape. And so the whole motif is a moving circle, and it has motion going. And I guess that's the design technique, like, you know, half circles, full circles, and, you know, all type of black and gray decorum, silvery. It's almost like if you go into the prom and you go into, like the Shaftworkin in New Jersey, or if you go into a Ritz.